I find that I have to brace myself sometimes when somebody's about to whack a bug. But it's also important not to get all righteous. I heard that part.
Yeah, both are appropriate reactions. Yeah, because that's that sense of hearing out of it. Kind of recoils when it's about to happen, and that sense of wisdom, circumspection, that people are in different places, and that you're expressing that feeling in terms of like some sort of strong reaction might indicate a bit of underlying dose of it. It's not covered by understanding. And then sometimes, maybe not as often as we like, but there will be an opportunity to talk with somebody, if they're a good friend or relative or something like that, about the effect it has on you. If it's an ongoing thing. But that, you have to be very careful. It just reminded me of something I remember. I read it from Ajahn Jeff that in terms of practicing metta for other people, that one of the most useful reflections on metta was that actually having the wish for others to someday be able to follow the precepts is a very, very useful reflection, useful tool, because that's rather than just wishing for their success or their kind of temporal happiness, which is fine too, but wishing for their development of moral precepts is the greatest protection that you could wish for somebody to have.